Welcome to the Overdrive Outdoors Podcast,
your source for coyote hunting, fishing, and more.
We're calling West Texas, and we're filming, and we called 36 coyotes in one night.
3 years ago, I had in one morning 6 bucks that were 3.5 and older within 50 yards of my stand. 6 different bucks, one morning.
It was in October, went made my first coyote stand, me and my cousin. And very first freaking stand, guys, we caught up 7 coyotes. 7 coyotes.
Florida itself is a fisherman's paradise. We stick out in the middle of the water, man. There's water everywhere.
Let's kick it into overdrive.
This podcast brought to you by Predator Hunter Outdoors. Locally owned and operated out of Attica, Michigan, Predator Hunter Outdoors will keep you hunting when the sun goes down. Predator Hunter Outdoors has something for every budget and experience level, including lights, night vision, and thermal, as well as a full line of tripods, mounts, and predator calls. Look them up on Facebook and Instagram at Predator Hunter Outdoors, or visit their webpage at www.predatorhunteroutdoors.com. Enter the promo code LIGHT for 20% off light products, and TRIPOD for 10% off tripods and mounts. With today's technology, hunters in the field have more tools than ever to maximize their outdoor experiences. One of those tools is a Grand Rapids, Michigan-based HuntWise app. The HuntWise Pro app is loaded with features including property lines, landowner data, windcast, huntcast, over 250 map layers including 3D maps, a localized rut indicator, as well as discounts of 20% off various name brand products. Step up to the Elite membership and you will get all of that plus HuntCast 2.0 with customizable alerts, Whitetail 365, which gives you season dates and local rut times, as well as the best time to plant your food plots, a 15-day hunt forecast, and 40 to 50% discount on name brand products. Enter code OVERDRIVE for 20% off your membership to HuntWise.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Overdrive Outdoors Podcast. This is the Rutcation Report Day 2. And I'll be honest with you guys, I don't really have a lot to report. This morning, I woke up at 4:30 in the morning, checked my phone, and kind of went through the pictures that came in overnight. We had quite a few active scrapes overnight. One real nice buck in a specific location. The wind wasn't quite right for it, but it was nice to see one in there. Had another one in daylight last night working another scrape in a location that I, of course, was not at. But basically met up with my dad and my brother-in-law this morning, and we kind of just picked a couple spots to go try. My dad was going to come back to a spot that I've scouted, spent some time in the last 2 years probably, and I've kind of gotten some scrapes that I've scouted out. And we decided we were going to go back there. It's a long walk back in there, but in order to play the wind, you kind of have to just circle around. Basically, keeping the wind in our face requires us to walk a little bit out of the way to come back and set up properly. We got out there bright and early. I think we finally got settled into our locations at about 6:30. He was setting right above a couple scrapes, and I went a little deeper into the ridges. And I think it was like 7:50, 7:55, I heard running, and a big doe came running right up to me and then kind of turned and went up the ridge, never to be seen again. Now, it was that perfect time where I'm like, any time now, you know, I'm going to hear more crunching coming or something, maybe some grunts. And I was waiting and waiting, and nothing ever showed from that. Did have some small game hunters or target shooters show up at the property. I'm not real sure, but we were hearing all kinds of gunshots. And I was kind of looking forward to that because where a lot of people shoot in this location, I believe a lot of deer like to bed there. And I've got a camera that seems to pick up deer coming from there at weird times of day when I believe probably somebody is in there messing around, shooting guns, whatever. So I was kind of anticipating deer coming from there, and it just never happened. My brother-in-law was probably a mile from us hunting over another scrape that was active last night. And he got in there way early, probably close to 2 hours before it got light. And I think he sat till about 10 o'clock and never saw a single deer. So I'm not real sure what happened this morning, but it was about 10:30 when I finally decided to climb down out of the stand and go get my dad. Not the stand, the saddle, sorry. I got to get used to saying something different. But I went to get him about 10:30, and I had taken about, I don't know, I had probably walked maybe 50 to 100 yards from where I was set up towards my dad, and all of a sudden I heard running, and keep in mind this is almost 11 o'clock in the morning, and I turn and look, and I got two does coming right at me, and dummy me, I mean, number one, my release was in my coat pocket, and my coat itself was strapped to my backpack, so there was nothing I could do either way, but I could see a deer coming from behind these two, and its head was down the whole time. All of a sudden, it threw its head up at about probably close to 100 yards from me, and I could tell that it was a young buck. It was probably a year and a half old buck. They never knew I was there. They kind of stopped at about that 100-yard mark and kind of turned around and went back up the same ridge, and actually ended up being the only deer that my dad saw the whole morning as they ran by him at 50 yards. But something I've noticed the last couple times hunting with my dad, if we want to see deer, our bow needs to be on the ground. Two times in a row now, he's dropped his bow to the ground, so it was, you know, inaccessible to him. And that's when the deer have come underneath him as soon as he does that. So I think from now on, I'm just going to have him leave his bow on the ground while we're hunting. And that way, you know, if they think we're unarmed, it seems like they'll come walking right to us. But I kind of scouted my way out of that spot with my dad, found a few nice rubs, one that was very, very fresh. I mean, I would say probably yesterday, if not last night. But yeah, my dad sat over a scrape line, did not see any kind of activity, and it was a kind of a perfect morning, I thought, for it. It was nice and calm. Once it got about perfect daylight to be shooting, I think the wind picked up to maybe 5-6 miles an hour, and it was just a real calm, peaceful morning out there. And I was expecting more activity, but to be honest, my cell cams didn't show much activity today. I'm not sure why. I actually haven't looked at the weather. I've been spending the whole... I did not go hunting tonight. I spent the whole evening, afternoon and evening, butchering Thursday night's doe with the family, getting some of that canned up and put in the cupboard for future use. So that's pretty much been my afternoon. Once I start that pressure canner, you know, I'm in for a couple hours of work of some sort. I don't trust the pressure canner 100% yet, so I still kind of just sit in the kitchen for an hour and 15 minutes at a time, just maintaining that pressure. So I didn't figure I'd go out tonight, and that's pretty much what ended up happening. I just stayed home, butchered that deer, got some canned up, made dinner with the family, and now I'm sitting here looking at Huntwise, trying to figure out tomorrow's plan. It's calling for a southeast wind, which is pretty much what we've had fairly consistently the last few feels like weeks. And there's been a few good bucks moving on that southeast wind, but this is a problem with cell cameras. And to be honest, I'm leaning towards not using them. While it's fun to know this in-time real data, I always seem to find myself chasing them. And I don't know if anybody else finds themselves doing it, but I have to talk myself out of it. But last year during my rutcation, I pretty much chased cameras the whole week. And I never laid eyes on anything good except for one while I was up north hunting where I didn't have any camera information at all. I just hunt differently that way, but I have to talk myself out of trying to use all this camera data. I mean, we don't have any bucks hitting anything right now on any sort of a pattern. So hunting that way, I mean, you're not hunting a pattern deer. You can't go in and say, okay, on this wind, at about this time, he comes off of this spot, comes through here. We don't have any bucks working anything that consistently or that regularly. But they're still out there. And the thing is, I want to try to find them without having that picture of them. You know, I know he's there already. I know these deer are there that I will very happily take. I just have to talk myself into finding them and not focusing solely on what I get on cell cam data. I mean, I talked to my brother-in-law about it and said, I'm kind of contemplating just turning them off for this vacation so I hunt. And I just don't think I can do that because I still want to know. And, you know, if somebody were to go buy them, I want to know that because I like knowing how much pressure is in the areas that I'm hunting. But like I said, I'm sitting here looking on maps for tomorrow morning and saying we're going to have that same southeast wind. I still got a few spots in a particular section that I kind of want to try out, but I'm not sure yet. I'm still going to do some bouncing around. I just have to see something with my eyes for me to get locked onto it and say, I got to make some changes to make that happen. You know, public land that I hunt, there's a ton of people, there's a ton of ground. These deer can go to one little tiny pocket that I've never even been to, and they can stay there. And that's kind of the way I'm trying to hunt, is still looking for that sign, looking for those fresh scrapes, looking for those fresh rubs. And if I'm seeing does somewhere, I kind of like that for right now. Like I said, I had a year and a half old chasing a doe around today. I heard of multiple other people seeing bucks chasing does, including a few real nice ones being taken off the backs of does too. So it is getting pretty darn fun out there. I think tomorrow morning's hunt should go a little bit better. It's not going to be nearly as long as a walk, depending on where I go. And hopefully, you know, it pays off just sitting in there. I think I'm going to try to sit in there a little bit longer. Anybody got any advice on saddle hunting and trying to keep comfortable for, let's say, 6-7 hour sit, let me know. I'm kind of trying to figure out what's going to be the most comfortable setup for when I do decide I want to do an all day or in a certain location, because I do still have the hang on stand, the Element Ultra, and it's very light. I mean, it's really not that much heavier than me carrying a saddle and a platform in, and I've been kind of considering just hanging that in a one particular location that I can just walk in, climb up, and get set, rather than having to go stumble around in the dark, get myself set up in a different location every time I want to go in there. But the saddle, to me right now, the biggest issue I have is trying to learn the platform, like how it adjusts, the pitch of the platform. Basically, I still haven't found a real comfortable position, and I'm also hearing that that might be because I'm wearing rubber boots. So if that's so, anybody, just let me know. It's just something I got to think about for the future if I'm going to hunt this way, which, don't get me wrong, I'm actually really enjoying it this year. It just feels totally different to me this time around than it did the last time I tried to saddle hunt. I mean, I've stayed fairly comfortable, but like I said, my feet, and I get some hip pinch after a while if I'm leaning too much into it or anything like that, and I just kind of have to stand on that platform. But I got the Trophy Line EDP platform, so it's plenty big, and I mean, I don't find myself worrying about my footing at all on that platform. So I think that's got a lot to do with it, with the size of my feet. I wear size 13 boots, and size 13 rubber boots are huge. So just trying to know where my footing is at all times, you know, I don't have to worry about that. And that's one of the things I was originally worried about when I first tried saddle hunting, and I think I might have taken care of it with this bigger platform. So, but for now, I think I'm going to end this one. It is currently 8:30 p.m. and I'm going to be probably waking up around 4:30 again. It's going to be a week of hunting hard and hopefully dragging bucks out eventually. We got to find them eventually. I got plenty of time to do it. And I think if I kind of find what I'm looking for and just start focusing my, you know, putting everything I've got into that particular area, I might do a lot better than just bouncing around to spots and chasing cell cams. So, anybody's out there hunting, seeing anything, hearing any kind of good activity, please let us know. And, we can talk about it a little bit, kind of collaborate, see how everybody else is doing. And if you're out there this time of year, man, good luck. Shoot straight. If you're in a tree at all, wear a harness, please. There's already been a couple fatalities in Michigan this year that I know of. You just got to be safe. Be smart. You got families to go to, go home to, and people do definitely want you around. So be smart. Everybody be careful. Have fun. Hunt your hunt. And we'll talk to you all tomorrow on the Overdrive Outdoors podcast.